One of China's elite hacking teams is known as APT-18, or more colorfully, Dynamite Panda. It has stolen the medical records of 4.5 million patients of Community Health Services. That's one of America's biggest hospital groups, with 206 hospitals in 29 states. What's the attraction? Michael Riley covers cybersecurity for Bloomberg News. He's written about this. And Michael, good to have you on our program.
Thanks very much.
Is it the medical records themselves that are the target?
You know, it's a good question. This one has as people scratching their head a little bit, because in this case they stole the records of 4.5 million patients, as you say, but they're not the detailed records that might show, for example, you know, a heart condition or something like that. They're the kinds of information you give to hospitals for billing purposes and other things. They're your social security number, your name, your address, basic things that are normally the target for cyber criminals, who can sell those things on the underground for people who want to commit identity theft, for example. In this case, the group that normally focuses on intellectual property and drug formulas, medical technology, has suddenly sort of gone off the radar on this one and taken a bunch of data that has left both the FBI and the other authorities scratching their heads about what it's all about.
What is the nature of this group, Dynamite Panda?
So it's been around for about 4 years. It is a typical Chinese cyber espionage group that security companies are linking to the Chinese military or the government. They're calling it state-sponsored, and it has hacked into medical device companies and pharmaceutical companies, gathering data that China's and Chinese manufacturers might use to replicate that. It comes at a time when sort of boosting those industries is a big priority for China. This one is a little more sophisticated than some of the ones we've seen in the past. They tend to be sneakier. They're able to get in and hide better. And some security companies say they're actually much better at the game than, say, the group that was indicted by the Justice Department in May, known as the Common Crew, and also APT-1.
Now, does APT-18 or Dynamite Panda specialize in healthcare? Is that the area that they normally are found in?
You know, in some cases, yes. They certainly seem to spend a lot of time in that space. It's suggestive of something that security companies will say, as well as government trackers will say, happens in terms of Chinese cyber espionage, is you see groups that tend to specialize in particular verticals. This one, it spends a lot of time in the healthcare sector. It has been known to go other places. They've been found in defense contractors stealing defense information, in aerospace, and other kind of high-end cyber espionage targets. But they do spend a lot of time in the healthcare sector, even to the point where they've stolen. They seem to have gone after the actual medical records of Chinese nationals getting treatment in the U.S., which suggests that they might be following orders to gather information on particular individuals.
But when they're not necessarily those kinds of people, you said one of the things they do is to try to replicate various kinds of medical treatment or medical devices and that sort of thing. But when you talk about espionage, it seems to me that adds a whole different kind of aspect to this. Espionage is aggressive.
Well, it tends to be based on the interests of the state. So when we think of cyber espionage, for example, we're thinking a lot now these days about what the NSA does, and everything from tapping the cell phones of the German prime minister and premier to, you know, getting information on terrorists. China tends to use cyber espionage in a much more economic way. They harvest a huge amount of information that they can then use to develop products and entire industries. And so security companies will say that there's a link between, for example, when China comes out with a five-year plan and highlights certain kinds of industries that it's interested in developing, there's almost immediate response that in terms of hacking in those industries in the U.S. and Europe, and information being stolen that could help in the research.
Should those poor 4.5 million patients of Community Health Services be concerned about identity theft?
Yeah, I mean that's the thing that has got people wondering why this group is stealing information that's normally the purview of cyber criminals. One theory is that it's a member or a rogue operator of that group that just is happening to moonlight. In other words, stealing stuff that they can sell on the side just because they have access to the tools to take it. If that's the case, if this is a Chinese cyber spy who's also just got a gig on the side, then those 4.5 million people should definitely be concerned about identity theft. One of the things that the hospital chain is doing is providing, as a result, identity theft insurance and tracking, so that if somebody tries to open a credit card account in their name with their Social Security number, they'll send them an alert.
Has this made that particular organization and other medical organizations as well concerned that the records are too vulnerable?
Well, I think that they're realizing that they are certainly a target for cyber espionage and for very sophisticated hackers. You'll see numbers on the events and data breaches of hospitals and the medical industry generally, and it's gone up by multiples in the last year or so. And that the result is that hospitals, doctors' offices, medical device makers now have to think of themselves as targets for very sophisticated hackers and have to invest in the security systems that can help identify and prevent those hacks.
What kind of money does that cost?
It can be very expensive. We're in the midst of a bit of a security bubble, and you can buy some very sophisticated devices that replicate the kinds of technologies that the NSA or CIA uses to protect themselves. But we're talking a major company can spend tens of millions of dollars a year just protecting their networks.
Okay, so be careful when you go to the hospital. Maybe you don't want to tell them your driver's license number.
Yeah, I'd be worried about what kind of security they add, that's for sure.
Okay, Michael Riley, good to talk with you, a cybersecurity reporter for Bloomberg News. Thanks for being with us.
You bet.